If, when I was growing up, my room had been adorned with only a single mirror, my childhood daydreams might have been very different. But it had two. And each morning when I opened the closet to get my clothes, the one built into its door aligned with the one on the wall, creating a seemingly endless series of reflections of anything situated between them. It was mesmerizing. I delighted in seeing image after image populating the parallel glass planes, extending back as far as the eye could discern. All the reflections seemed to move in unison, but that, I knew, was a mere limitation of human perception. At a young age, I had learned of light's finite speed, so in my mind's eye, I would watch the light's round-trip journeys. The bob of my head, the sweep of my arm silently echoed between the mirrors, each reflected image nudging the next. Sometimes I would imagine an irreverent me way down the line who refused to fall into place, disrupting the steady progression and creating a new reality that informed the ones that followed. During lulls at school, I would sometimes think about the light I had shed that morning, still endlessly bouncing between the mirrors, and I'd join one of my reflected selves, entering an imaginary parallel world constructed of light and driven by fantasy. To be sure, reflected images don't have minds of their own, but these youthful flights of fancy with their imagined parallel realities resonate with an increasingly prominent theme in modern science, the possibility of worlds lying beyond the one we know. This book is an exploration of such possibilities, a considered journey through the science of parallel universes. Universe and universes. There was a time when universe meant all there is, everything, the whole shebang. The notion of more than one universe, more than one everything, would seemingly be a contradiction in terms. Yet a range of theoretical developments has gradually qualified the interpretation of universe. The word's meaning now depends on context. Sometimes universe still connotes absolutely everything. Sometimes it refers only to those parts of everything that someone, such as you or I, could in principle have access to. Sometimes it's applied to separate realms, ones that are partly or fully, temporarily or permanently, inaccessible to us. In this sense, the word relegates our universe to membership in a large, perhaps infinitely large, collection. With its hegemony diminished, universe has given way to other terms that capture the wider canvas in which the totality of reality may be painted. Parallel worlds, or parallel universes, or multiple universes, or alternate universes, or the metaverse, megaverse, or multiverse, they're all synonymous, and they're all among the words used to embrace not just our universe, but a spectrum of others that may be out there. You'll notice that the terms are somewhat vague. What exactly constitutes a world or a universe? What criteria distinguish realms that are distinct parts of a single universe from those classified as universes of their own? Perhaps someday our understanding of multiple universes will mature sufficiently for us to have precise answers to these questions. For now, we'll avoid wrestling with abstract definitions by adopting the approach famously applied by Justice Potter Stewart to define pornography. While the U.S. Supreme Court struggled to delineate a standard, Stewart declared, "I know it when I see it." In the end, labeling one realm or another a parallel universe is merely a question of language. What matters? What's at the heart of the subject? Is whether there exist realms that challenge convention by suggesting that what we have long thought to be the universe is only one component of a far grander, perhaps far stranger, and mostly hidden reality.